Woke Harry Laments Genetic Pain of Upbringing, Brand's First Amendment Bonkers. By Jack Montgomery on May 13, 2021. Prince Harry, husband of Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, has lamented the genetic pain of his upbringing and compared royal life to being a zoo animal. Speaking on the Armchair Experts podcast hosted by Dax Shepherd, who described Harry as a rad dude, the British royal kicked off the interview by telling off comedian and mixed martial arts color commentator Joe Rogan for recent comments questioning the value of coronavirus vaccines for healthy young people, then lurched into a brief discussion of the way online algorithms create an echo chamber of no pushback. He went on to suggest that the people responsible for such algorithms are all male and all white before coming on to the topic of himself and his mental health. Harry suggested that his decision to share his story came from a place of courage, and complained that some quarters of the media appear to think he could not be suffering because he is privileged. He explained that a lot of genetic pain and suffering got passed on to him by his father, Prince Charles, and appeared to indicate that he had in turn been badly parented by the Queen and her recently deceased husband, Prince Philip. "As suddenly I started to piece it together and go, okay. So this is where he went to school, this is what happened. I know this about his life, I also know that it's connected to his parents, so that means he's treated me the way he was treated, so how can I change that for my own kids? And here I am, I moved my whole family to the US. That wasn't the plan, but sometimes you've got to make decisions and put your family first and put your mental health first," he said. On royal life more specifically, Harry likened it to a mixture between The Truman Show and being in a zoo, referring to the 1998 film starring Jim Carrey as a man whose world revolves entirely around him as part of a reality television show he is not aware of. "It's the job, right? Grin and bear it. Get on with it. I was in my early 20s and I was thinking, I don't want this job, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be doing this. Look what it did to my mom, Princess Diana. How am I ever going to settle down and have a wife and family when I know it's going to happen again?" he said. "I've seen behind the curtain, I've seen the business model and seen how this whole thing works. And I don't want to be part of this," he said of his angry outlook prior to meeting wife Meghan, 39. He also complained of the media feeding frenzy he experienced while living in Tyler Perry's mansion and hinted that he did not appreciate the First Amendment, which protects freedom of speech and freedom of the press in America, saying, "I've got so much I want to say about the First Amendment. I still don't understand it, but it is bonkers." Harry also raised the issue of so-called unconscious bias, suggesting that those who are made aware of it but choose not to tackle it are heading towards racism. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.